When I go out and interview somebody for a story, it's to produce a news story. You go out to interview somebody in a deposition, which essentially is a lawyer's interview, what do you try to find?
We're trying to find out what the story is that the person is going to be locked into telling going forward with the rest of the case and eventually a trial.
Do you do a deposition in every case?
Just about everyone in terms of civil cases, yes.
That suggests that the other side can also interview people to depose them.
Yes, depositions are part of the discovery process. Both sides are allowed to conduct them.
Is this like a witness in a trial, or are the rules and the environment different?
The rules for a deposition are a little more relaxed than in the witness box at trial. The attorney's allowed to ask just about any question they want. The opposing attorney can object to them, but generally the witness being deposed is going to be required to answer the question to the best of their ability.
Can a witness refuse to answer questions?
The witness can. Sometimes that requires the judge in the case being called on the phone to intervene and require the witness to answer the question. If a witness is that concerned about a particular question, they can always say standard answers such as, I don't recall or I don't remember, rather than be stuck to saying either yes or no.
If you have a witness who says, I don't remember a lot, does this make the lawyer on either side say, well, you know, I want this guy on the stand, or I want this woman on the stand, or no way do I want this person on the stand?
Absolutely. If someone who you believed was the primary witness at the scene has no recollection of it, then that can, depending on who it is, either help you or hurt you, and you wouldn't have to worry about that person anymore in terms of preparing for trial. Similarly, if one witness being deposed has a vivid memory of everything, I'm absolutely going to want that person up on the stand if he or she helps my case.
Can you tell sitting in the room that this witness isn't really going to help?
You can, depending on, again, what their answers are. If they continue to say, I don't recall or I don't remember, then I get the sense that I won't be subpoenaing that person to come appear at the trial.
If it's your guy, does it make you more willing to say, maybe we want to work this thing out without putting it in front of a jury?
It can, if I know for a fact that my client is not telling the truth at a deposition, for example, then I may be more amenable to discussing a potential settlement with the other side.
Is this a different environment from a jury trial where you've got six jurors or 12 jurors in a little box off in the corner and you've got somebody in a black robe sitting up on a bench and potentially a few people in the audience watching? Is this in some room with a big table and somebody sitting with one of those stenographic machines?
Exactly. This depositions usually take place in one of the attorney's offices, some sort of conference room. There's a court stenographer there who's going to type down every single word that everybody says, both the attorneys and the witness being deposed. You're not supposed to try to talk over one of the attorneys or the witness. You want to make sure that the attorney gets his entire question out before you go to answer the question, even though you may realize what the attorney is going to be asking you before they finish the question.
Now, some lawyers are known for grandstanding in front of a jury. I wouldn't think any of this applies if it's simply a deposition.
It depends on the particular attorney's style. Some attorneys may want to try to throw off the witness being deposed by asking questions with a certain tone of voice, using certain buzzwords to trigger a response from the witness. On the flip side of that, the witness being deposed may believe they are smarter than the attorneys in the room and try to throw the attorney off their game by being very difficult to get an answer out of.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney William Lorenz, Jr. has been here talking about depositions. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.